Once was a girl bird named Gertrude McFuzz. She had the smallest plain tail ever was. One droop feather, that's all that she had. Oh, that one feather made Gertrude so sad. For there was another bird that she knew. A fan young birdie named Lalalilu. And instead of one feather blind, she had two. Poor Gertrude. Whenever she happened to fly, Miss Lalalilu flying by in the sky, she got very jealous. She frowned, she pouted. Then one day she got awfully mad, and she said, "This just isn't fair. I have one, and she has two. I must have it, just like Lalalilu." So she went to her uncle, a doctor named Dake, whose office was high in a tree by the lake. And she cried, "Uncle Doctor, please, do you know of some kind of a pill that will make my tail grow?"
"Tut," said the doctor, "such talk, how absurd. Your tail is just right for your kind of work."
Then Trude had tantrums. She raised such a din that finally her uncle, the doctor, gave in. And he told her just where she could find such a pill, on a pillberry vine top of the hill.
"Oh, thank you," chirped Gert McFuzz, and she flew right straight to the hill where the pillberry.
Yes, there was the vine, and as soon as she saw it off a berry, she started to gnaw it. Tasted just awful, almost made her sick. She wanted that tail, so she swallowed it quick. And then something happened. She felt a small twitch, as if she tapped down behind by a switch. And Gertrude looked around, and she cheered. It was true. Two feathers, exactly like Lalalilu. Then she got an idea.
Now I know what I'll do. I'll grow a tail bigger than Lalalilu. These pills that grow feathers are working just fine.
So she nibbled another one off of the vine. She felt a new twitch. And then Gertrude yelled,
"Whee! Lala has only just two. I have three." When Lalu sees this beautiful stuff, she'll fall right down flat on her face, sure enough. I'll show her who's pretty. I certainly will. Why, I'll make my tail even prettier still.
She snatched those berries that grew on that vine, gobbled down 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and didn't stop eating young Gertrude McFuzz till she'd eaten 3 dozen. That's all that there was. Then the feathers popped out with a zang, with a zing. They blossomed like flowers that bloom in the spring, all fit for a queen. What a sight to behold! They sparkled like diamonds and gumdrops and gold, like silk. Like spaghetti, satin, like lace. Burst out like rockets all over the place. They weighed in the air and they swished in the breeze. And some were as long as the bunches of trees. And still they kept growing. They popped and they popped until long about sundown, when finally they stopped.
"And now," giggled Gertrude, "the next thing to do is fly right straight home and show Lalalilu. And when Lala sees these, why, her face will get red, and she'll let her scream, and she'll fall right down dead."
Then she spread out her wings to take off from the ground, but with all of those feathers, she weighed 90 pounds. She yacked and she pulled and she let out a squawk, but that bird couldn't fly. Couldn't run, walk. And all through that night, she was stuck on that hill. And Gert McFuzz might be stuck up there still if her good Uncle Dake hadn't heard her yelp. He rushed to her rescue and brought along help. To lift Gertrude up almost all their beaks, and to fly her back home it took almost 2 weeks. And then it took almost another week more to pull out those feathers. Gertrude was sore. And finally, all of the pulling was done. Gertrude behind her again had just one. That one little feather she had as a star starter. Now that's enough. Because now she is smart.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners you, and by a grant from the Joy N. Furman Memorial Trust, creating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.